to convince you that you're okay.
Welcome to Not Terrible.
I'm Jess Hooker.
And I'm Mary Graham. This is episode one of the Not Terrible podcast. Today, we're starting again. We're taking our collective experiences, building relationships, and becoming better versions of ourselves. Not Terrible, a field guide for the hopeless optimist.
Hey guys, Jess here. I'm back, I'm still broken, and I'm not alone. I'm really looking forward to sharing this teaser of what's to come in season two of Not Terrible. I hope you enjoy it and find comfort in it as much as I do.
I moved to New Pal in the fourth grade. And in the fourth grade, Mary Graham was sitting next to our friend Heather, who had a really bad black eye from a softball accident. Do you remember this?
No.
No. So apparently Heather got like just beamed, like big black eye from a softball accident.
And actually, I do remember
you
that.
You do? Yes. Okay. And so we were in Mrs. Maltby's class, and you guys like they were trying to like the sun, any light, anything. So you guys were kind of in this corner and you were reading together. And I was like, what a nice friend. Like, that's a really nice friend. And I'm going to tell you, this was April-ish. I came at the end of the school year and I was like, what a nice person to sit there. And like, I was like, also, these girls are really tall.
So tall for fourth graders.
So tall for fourth graders. And so I was like, all right, I might need them as friends later. And then, you know, summer comes and I think I played softball. So I may have known you guys through the season. But that was my first memory of you, as being like, oh, she is so nice to sit with her friend who has a big black eye.
That's funny. I can look back and find pictures of us in middle school together. Mm-hmm. But I don't have any vivid memories of that.
Yeah.
I remember freshman year of high school. This is a special memory for me. I was walking out of the front doors of the high school and you were sitting on that low, like half wall
that half
people
wall.
Hung out on. And you had your CD player. Your portable Walkman CD player, and you're by yourself, and like, just I was like, wow, she looks so cool. And I don't know if I was sitting, I ended up sitting next to you, or we all together talking with some other people, but you had said that you were listening to a John Mellencamp CD, and I was just like, could she be any cooler? I mean, seriously. Could she be any cooler? And so I remember going home and getting that CD that weekend, because yeah. I was like, I you know, Johnny Cougar, I haven't listened to him since the 90s, like right. 80s, but if Jesse's listening to him now in 1996, I should probably get in it, get mm-hmm. on this. And
it was the Circus album.
Yes, like, I can remember like the cover.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
yeah,
you know,
I loved that album.
Jesse's in this, so I'm going to be in this too. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I remember that memory so vividly, but like, that was it. And I was just like, well, she's cool. She probably like her.
I feel like we ran in the same group of people, but we were never like the bestest friends. Like, we will always have the church basketball
3-on-3
tournament to remember us. Like, I may have been the most unathletic person in the history of the
and
world.
Maybe also uncoordinated at the time. Like, I remember you just like flailing about and you were so short.
Nothing.
And just like, you were surrounded by friends that were athletes. And
yeah.
And then here comes Jesse.
I just wanted to be there for the sleepover the night before. I really wasn't interested in playing basketball at all. And I remember Autumn threw the basketball in. For like, look, I'm not good with the lingo either. She threw it in and I was like, to me, I have my hands up and I'm so excited. And it just hits me right in the face. Like, that's all, like, I didn't even try to catch it with my hands. Like, I caught it with my face.
I didn't think this through at all.
Actually, I don't know how to catch a basketball. Yeah, that's exactly, but then it became funny. And then it was like, I have to do this every year now. And just be a part of it, because it's like, I'm comic relief. And all of you guys were basketball players and I was not a basketball player. Yeah.
I remember that. I would agree with that. Like, we were always in the same circles, but we weren't ever really good friends. you're in all my pictures because we were always like,
right. I just found a bunch of pictures too. There's a picture of me and you and our faces are right next to each other. And I was like, yeah, see? There it is.
We communicated.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what?
Oh my goodness.
Eight. How long has it been now? 7 years.
Has it really?
I think 6 or 7.
Oh my gosh.
Cause Harper was a baby.
Yeah.
And then we started, you know, we had a little class of 2000 reunion downtown.
Yeah.
And then we just stuck it out. And First Thursdays kind of evolved into every month of us hanging out. And I think it's on year 6 or 7 at this point.
Yeah. I think, you're probably right. Cause I have the picture of the very first one.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was, is that, I feel like you organized this.
Melissa and I did, yeah.
Why wouldn't you two organize this?
Listen, we are very similar. We like to organize things. Bring it in, guys.
And so we were just like, hey, and I think, was it just after Christmas or just before Christmas?
I thought it was in March.
Was it March? Like, so after. It was still a little chilly outside. And there's a picture of us. How many of us are there? Eight? Nine? Eight. There's eight of us. It's an even number. Well, there's been some people that have been.
Eight. There's eight.
Yeah, there's eight of us. For now. And I would honestly say that, like, I know that at one point I was best friends with two of the people in the group. And I feel like that's kind of how it tiered off. I know I went to senior spring break with some of these girls, but like, I had a middle school best friend and a high school best friend, and then it kind of tears off from there. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what we could all say. Like, at some point, there were a couple of us that we were really close to.
Yeah.
And maintained relationships with. And that it kind of, like, I don't know how this group happened. It kind of makes sense, and everybody has a role. It's so weird. So here we are. Yeah, so that would have been... So 7 years ago would have been 2011, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then we graduated in 2000. Mm-hmm. And there's eight of us from the same graduating class that have maintained, we call First Thursdays. And we get together and we just talk about the stuff going on in our lives that we're comfortable talking about. We eat a lot of food. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of drinks, and that's what we do. And so that's where, and Mary and I have shared a best friend in that scenario probably, and probably alternating when, you know.
We each take our turn.
Yeah. And so, but that's where the connection rekindled probably. And I think Mary and I have also had like a mutual respect for each other in individuality and in career and in path and in sharing our struggles and traumas more recently than not. But early on probably said, there's a draw here and we're not sure what it is, but okay, we're just gonna ride this out and see what happens. And that is probably where the birth of this version of Not Terrible happened. Visit us at notterriblepodcast.com for show notes and podcast extras. Follow us at Not Terrible Podcast on Instagram or Twitter. We would love to hear your feedback and comments. Leave us a voicemail at 317-662-4066 or email us at notterriblepodcast@gmail.com.
So, on the internet, for me, I've been writing on the internet since 2009. I run a blog. I write for other websites. So during the day, I'm a teacher, and so I write a lot of education-related things, but then I also write about life and faith on a lifestyle blog. And through that, I've been given lots of opportunities. I write for the Huffington Post. I write for just a million other outlets that have kind of given me lots of opportunities to share my opinions of things on the internet. And through me doing that, like, parallel, Jesse is over on her side doing more speaking, like radio, podcast, and just like saying things when I'm writing them. And so we've kind of just bringing them together.
Right.
So I have the background of like storytelling and crafting a story. And Jesse has the more of the background of like speaking and podcasting and radio and knowing how those things all work. And so we just had this idea, let's bring them together and see kind of how that sounds, and learn and grow. And we think we're smart. We're also really dumb. So like 1 minute we're like, we're so smart. And the other minute we're like, don't tell anyone we said that.
We're going to edit that out.
So
I've shared with people that I have podcasted with previously. So I've been in the podcasting game since, I'm going to say 2012-ish, somewhere around there. I'd have to think about it. But prior to that, my background is media, like terrestrial radio. And I was always behind the scenes and dabbled a little bit on air and have done different things regarding that. Managed a comedy tour. That was like one of the biggest chunks of my career was traveling around the country and basically being an adult babysitter. And that will give you a lot of coping skills that you didn't know you had. But when I have explained to people, having the podcast prior and doing a few episodes before Mary said, hey, I want to talk to you about this. I was very nervous to do anything by myself, and I knew my strengths, and I knew my strengths lied in honesty. Sometimes brutal honesty, sometimes it doesn't sound good and it's not polished, and I just say the things that I'm thinking, and some people identify with that. However, everybody loves a good story, and my friend Mary can tell a really good story, and I followed her blog from the beginning. And she came to me and said, hey, I recognize your strengths. Here are what my strengths are, and you should probably recognize them too. No, that's not what she said. No. That's not what she said. But I did. I recognized her strengths. And to a point that I was like, I don't want to be envious that she is such a great writer. Instead, I wanna marry these two things. I wanna marry with Mary. And I wanna go, okay, we both have skills, and we both have really, really intense stories. I don't want to say good stories, because these stories are anything but good at times, but we have stories that we can share, and we can identify with a lot of people and help people cope and learn through this process. And I'm grateful that Mary came to me and said, hey, I like your podcast, but this is how we can make it better. And because I knew it could be better because I'd never done anything by myself. But like we just talked about actually a couple minutes ago off the air, Mary comes from a medium where you edit and you edit and you edit and you edit. I come from a medium where you talk, and once it's out there, you better kiss it goodbye, because there's nothing you can do about it. So we're hoping to produce a very organic show, if that's a thing. And I think that that's probably the best way to put it. And we hope that you identify and that you gain some skills, some coping skills, and that you feel less alone. And in the moments that you don't want to talk to the people closest to you, that you can download and listen and go, okay, you know what? I may not know these people personally. However, I'm not in this by myself. And our struggles may not be identical. They may be so polar opposite that we learn something from you. And for that, we're grateful. But let's just recognize the community and build the community and know that we are in this together, good, bad, ugly.
And I think also we want to bring humor in with that.
If you haven't caught that by now, but you know, it's okay.
I don't mean to brag, but we're hilarious. And I think coping mechanism or not, like laughing, if my choice is to laugh or to cry, I'm going to laugh. I might end up crying, but like there needs to be maybe some dark humor, but there needs to, like, if I can't laugh, man, something is really, really wrong. Mm-hmm. So, telling a hard story with humor, is my favorite thing to do is to really just bring it down and make everyone depressed and then make you laugh at the end.
That's true. And I feel like that's also a coping mechanism that you can acknowledge in saying that, hey, this is getting a little too deep than I'm ready to share right now. So we're going to make a joke and we're going to move on to the next topic.
Just slide in a little fart joke.
Yeah. Always a fart joke.
You've been listening to Not Terrible with Jess Hooker and Mary Graham.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast provider.
Not Terrible is recorded in conjunction with The Chick McGee Show and the Off the Air podcast.
Recorded in the Front Room Studios, this has been a Waco production.